Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming up at the end of this segment, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul at Jiffy Lube Live later this summer. They'll be there Friday, July 25th. Don't forget, at 9:45, Kevin McCarthy joins us. He'll be reviewing 28 Years Later, the new zombie flick.
Oh.
I believe that's the third in the franchise. So he'll review that.
I think I saw
at 9:45.
I think I saw the first one.
You saw 28 Days Later.
28 Days.
With is it Cillian or Killian Murphy? I always get confused on his name. The dude who was in Oppenheimer. He was very good in that. And that's a very scary flick.
That was, yes. Yeah. It was
Cillian Murphy. I'm going to say Cillian Murphy.
Naomi Harris. Yeah, I definitely saw that. Mm-hmm. Man, that was
a long time
2002.
Ago.
2002.
Yep.
Man, seems like yesterday when I saw it. So he's going to review 28 years later?
28 years later, okay. Yes.
All right, let me tell you what else is going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment.
Please do.
Megan Fox, you know, she had a kid with Machine Gun Kelly.
That's correct.
And, you know, it was weird because they basically had the kid right when they were, like, breaking up. But they've announced the name of the child. It's a girl. And you can add it to the list of weird celebrity baby names.
Oof.
Saga Blade.
Saga
Blade.
Yeah, I
guess
say I love
Fox
that.
Or Kelly. I don't know what the hell it's going to be. Of course, some of the other celebrity weird names. Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin had a kid. They named
Apple
him or her Apple. I don't even know. It's a boy or girl. Nick
Apple.
Cage and Alice Kim had a baby. I guess they named him Kyle. Ashley Simpson and Pete Wentz.
I think it was Kal-El after Superman.
Oh,
after Superman's dad. You know that, EB. Kal-El.
That's truly what it is?
Kal-El is Superman's father.
So that's what Nick Cage did? He named his kid
If the kid's name is Kal-El, then yes.
Ashley Simpson and Pete Wentz from, what's he?
Fall Out Boy. So many sillies.
They named their kid Bronx Mowgli. So weird. Gwen Stefani.
Mowgli from Jungle Book.
Gwen Stefani with Gavin Rosdale named one of their kids Zuma. Isn't that a beer or something? Or
Zima, I think.
Zima.
Used to be like a malt beverage back in the day.
Jason Lee and his baby mama, Beth Reisgraf, I have no idea who that is. They named their kid Pilot Inspector.
Okay, that's bizarre.
So bizarre, right? Kate Winslet, she named her kid Bear Blaze. Sounds like a gay
bear,
porn star
bears.
Or something, right?
Yeah.
Bear Blaze.
Bear, it just sounds like a nickname, Bear.
And so it's funny that this story comes up.
But the Kardashians have the worst, because they have North?
Yeah, Northwest. Right? They have a Southwest?
Isn't Saint one?
Saint West.
And I believe Psalm?
I don't know.
There might be one named Psalm. But I think I've got you beat.
I don't have enough bandwidth to keep up with all of the Kardashian weird kid names.
No, I don't either. But I saw Bobby Altoff. It shows up on my feed. She interviewed Nick Cannon.
Okay.
Remember Bobby Altoff was doing all the awkward stuff, and she went from zero to a billion followers overnight. And now she's kind of making a joke about everybody saying Bobby Altoff's falling off. Mm-hmm. So she's interviewing all these people and she's kind of leaning into that. Like, anyway, self-deprecating. I'm kind of enjoying it. But she interviewed Nick Cannon. And we all know that Nick Cannon has a million kids.
Mm-hmm. I think nine, right?
12.
12?
With six different mamas. She asked him to name all 12. First of all, he failed. Mm. But I think I have some of them, okay? So at the beginning, it was kind of normal, all right? Monroe and Moroccan Scott. Those are two.
Okay.
Okay? Not horrible, weird. Then he starts getting in Golden Sagan Cannon. I don't even know what that is.
Okay.
Golden Sagan. It's Nick's third child. Powerful Queen Cannon.
Okay.
That's one of his children. The mother is Brittany Bell. Zion Mixolydian and Zillion Air Cannon.
Zion and yes. Zillion.
It's Zion and Zillion.
Well, the Zion middle name is bizarre. Was it Mixolydian?
Mixolydian. It sounds okay. Like amoxicillin or yeah. Something. It sounds like yeah. An antibiotic. Then he has Zen Cannon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Kinda?
It doesn't seem that wacky.
He's got one he named Legendary Love. Mm. So her name is Legendary.
Okay.
All right.
No one calls her Legendary.
He's got one, I think this is a boy, named Onyx Ice Coal Cannon.
Okay.
All right. That's one of his kids. Rise Messiah Cannon. So he named, middle name of one of his kids is Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
First name, Rise. Beautiful Day Cannon.
Beautiful Day?
Beautiful. First name's Beautiful.
Yeah.
Middle name, Day. Okay. Last name, Cannon.
Smashed
like
by
a U2 album
Smashed
or something?
Smashed by U2.
Yeah.
Love it.
Let me see if
it's
I have any others. Halo Marie Cannon.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? There's no Johns. There's no Matts. There's no Jasons.
A lot of religious overtones. Halo, Messiah.
Very weird. Very weird. All right. So this is a weird story. Fat Joe. I wish JP was here. JP's a big Fat Joe guy, right? I wonder
sure.
If he still is. He's being sued by his former hype man for $20 million.
That's a lot of dough.
He alleges that Fat Joe forced Shoot him everybody. To perform more than 4,000 sexual acts
Ooh.
And assaulted minors.
Hold on. Is he saying that Fat Joe forced him to perform them with Fat Joe or just with other people?
I don't know. It says in the complaint, the guy alleges that Fat Joe forced him into humiliating situations, including sex acts performed by other under duress and surveillance, accompanied by threats of abandonment in foreign countries if he didn't do it.
that's dicey. Like He's basically saying, if you don't do this,
right.
I'm going to take your passport and you're going to be stuck.
Leave you here.
You're going to be stuck in Croatia all by yourself.
And some of
Good
this,
luck getting out.
Some of this is with underage children, which is really terrible.
Implications.
Like 15, 16 years old. But over 4,000 different ones.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not good.
I think when JP and I did the Allen Iverson celebrity softball bit in Bowie,
was Fat Joe one of those guys?
I think Fat Joe was in the locker room with us getting crazy.
Was he really?
Ready for the softball game.
Did you talk to any of those guys?
Not really. Yeah. I mean, it's intimidating, dude.
Yeah, like, just, hello, like, what's up?
What am I going to say? What am I going to say to
Fat Joe?
Jerry Stackhouse or Kevin Garnett? You think Kevin Garnett wants to talk to me?
No.
I think I have a picture with him.
No. Kevin Garnett is one of the rudest
guys. He's antisocial. Hey, getting back to this Nick Cannon thing, yeah. I can't believe this.
Yeah.
I can't believe he's got 12 kids, but listen to this. So, four of his kids were born in 2022.
Right.
He had a...
multiple mothers,
I just can't
that hard.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
He had a kid born in July,
yeah.
September,
mm-hmm.
November, and December.
Well, I think somebody that rivals him is...
is unbelievable.
Go look at Tyreek Hill's resume. He's basically cut from the same cloth.
What an idiot.
Like, just kids are getting pumped out at record numbers. And you can do that when you're impregnating different people.
Yeah,
you
know? I mean,
kind of
you don't
works.
Have to wait 9 months or a year.
He had four pregnant ex-girlfriends or girlfriends at the same time.
There's a viral picture of Tom Brady that's out there, and everyone's going nutty over it because, of course, he looks ridiculously in shape at 47 years age. He's had facial work, right?
Where was he?
I wish Drab was here. It looks like he's in
the
backyard of something, or I don't know where he is.
Backyard of his mansion.
Yeah, he's got like a golf club between his legs. Here's the picture, Jason.
Yeah,
he's got like perfect hair. He's super fit. Remember that awkward pasty donkey was when he came out of Michigan?
Yeah, of course.
And he ran like a cakes-like 6.0 40.
Bad haircut.
Bad that's body. That's,
he had zero riz.
Great glow up.
Yeah. What a glow up, huh? He's one of the few guys that looks 100 times better at 47 than he did at 21.
Well, because at 47, he's got $400 million in the bank. When he was 21, he was busto. He had nothing.
Yeah, but he was playing football at the University of Michigan, and he looked awful. Yeah. He had no muscle.
Yeah,
he ran slow.
Took a while.
He was ugly. Yeah.
Brokies are ugly.
Definitely something to do that. The more money you got, the better looking you are. Maybe that's why I'm getting ugly again.
there's a reason behind everything.
R. Kelly was hospitalized last week. I don't think too many people care. But what's interesting about it is he's claiming that he's being drugged by prison staff. Robert Kelly, R. Kelly is 58 years old.
How long is he in prison?
Oh, I think he's in for a long time.
He's serving two federal sentences, one for sex trafficking and racketeering, and another for child porn. Not good. Remember, he was allegedly married to Aaliyah when she was like 15 years old, right?
Yeah.
And most people have seen the various documentaries about him and just, you know, awful stuff surrounding him. But he claims that the prison staff, they're trying to kill him.
Yo, kill me with this.
I don't know.
Do you know when his release date is?
No.
Take a guess.
Well, hold on. When was he in prison?
Y'all just don't want to believe the truth.
I don't know when he was put into prison.
All right, I'm going to say it's 2025. I'm going to say 2051.
I mean, not quite that long, but 2045.
Wow. Yeah. 20 more years.
He's doing federal time. Like federal time.
I don't think they really
give you like,
yeah.
It, like 10 years in.
They're
like, oh, you're good. Yeah.
I think he has to serve 85%
of it.
Yeah. He's done.
Oh, and last
but not
least.
So he'll be 78. He's done.
Cakes,
he'll die in prison.
You don't know who turns 50 today.
Nope.
50th anniversary of something.
I think I do know it.
Is it Jaws? The Jaws film?
Yes.
Yeah.
How'd you get it?
By you.
You saw the news.
They were talking about it on, I don't know, on today's show.
It's been 50 years.
Have you ever seen Jaws start to finish? Eric Bickle.
I don't know.
You don't know whether you've seen it start to finish?
Seen what? Bits of it. I don't know if I've seen it from start to finish. I don't know.
Yeah, you probably
I didn't think
have.
It was the greatest thing ever. I mean, well, you look at Jaws now, it's trifling.
Of course, at the time, though.
Mechanical shark and all that.
Yeah, of course, it's 50 years old, but it's still a scary movie.
Probably
it still
what?
Terrifies you.
Yeah. The music.
Yeah.
The music was great.
Hey, can Eric finish this quote?
No.
I think the quote is so big, he can finish it.
I think we need a bigger blank.
Bigger boat.
Yes. Good job.
But I mean, well, I don't really...
Did you guess that or?
I mean, that was the first thing I was thinking of, but I was trying to.
Can you name one actor in Jaws?
You got to know.
Besides the mechanical shark,
are there famous? They're really butt famous actors.
There's one.
Two of them are.
I think there's three famous actors in it, but I mean, there's one or two.
All right, Harrison Ford.
No. Harrison Ford is not in Jaws.
You probably wouldn't know. He probably wouldn't know the name of the actor, the lead actor.
Yeah, you don't know Roy Scheider.
Yes, I do.
You do?
Roy Scheider was in a baseball movie or two.
Yes.
Was he in The Natural? He was in one of those baseball movies.
No, but the movie that you should know him for is Jaws.
Roy Scheider?
Yeah.
I don't know what his tombstone looks like, but it should have a big-ass shark on it. Because Jaws is the movie he's most famous for. I would think.
He passed away 15 years ago or something?
Something like that, yeah.
But Richard Dreyfuss is it.
Richard Dreyfuss is the other.
Yeah, he's the other.
Could have gone Robert Shaw, who played Quint. But I know you're not going to pull that.
No, we never hear that.
There's no way Robert Shaw's still alive.
Robert Shaw's been dead for a long time.
Is Dreyfuss still alive?
Dreyfuss still alive.
Is he?
Am I wrong?
How old is Richard Dreyfuss?
Richard Dreyfuss, I haven't looked at this, but he's got to be up there. I'm going to say he's 80.
77.
That's pretty close. Well,
Roy Scheider wasn't in like The Natural or one of those things or one of those like baseball movies.
I don't know his whole filmography.
I don't know if he was in The Natural.
But I know what his one seat is, and it features a big 30-foot great white shark. That's what I do know.
Now, a baseball movie. Let me see.
And that movie's 50 years old.
Tiger Town? That's not what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, you might be thinking something
Maybe
different.
It is. Case, Maybe it is.
Do you? How many Jaws were there? Are there three?
Hold on, there's Jaws.
There's definitely a Jaws 2.
Jaws 2. Jaws 3D, which I saw in the theater, sadly. It was a terrible movie. Jaws the Revenge, I believe.
Jeez.
I think there's four Jaws's or Jaws. I don't know if that's the... I don't know the plural of Jaws. It's probably just Jaws.
Just Jaws.
Yes. So there's four. They got progressively worse. Big surprise.
Well, apparently it's a big deal. You could buy a lot of Jaws merch, including... a Lego Jaws set that you could order right now on Amazon.
I'm going to guess our friend Polyflex probably already has it.
He probably already has it?
He's a big Jaws aficionado.
$150 right now if you wanted to order it on Amazon.
I think for a Lego Jaws set. I think I'll pass.
Better be as big as the shark for $150.
Yeah, it better be bigger than the boat that it capsized in the movie. All right, 10th caller right now at 800-636-1067. You're going to score two tickets to see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul, Good Vibes Only Tour, with special guest DaBaby, Friday, July 25th at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. You win. Kevin McCarthy will join us next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.